promoting responsible drinking.
And support for WMNF comes from our members and Goodwill, one of the original recyclers. Did you know that it takes nearly 1,800 gallons of water to produce one pair of jeans? And when those jeans are donated to Goodwill, they're sold in Goodwill stores, and the proceeds support employment services for people in the local community. Goodwill shoppers and donors promote a greener community. More at goodwill-suncoast.org. Support for WMNF also comes from our members in Live Nation, presenting Nile Rodgers and Chic live in concert at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, July. That's January, Friday, as a matter of fact, January 18th. Get more information at themahaffey.com. Good afternoon.
The cold has gotten to you.
Yes.
Obviously. It's penetrated. Looking forward to July.
Yes. You are, by the way, listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. This is community radio from West Central Florida. And in particular, you're listening to Executive Session. This is a open forum that we hold each Monday through Thursday at this time for discussion of your executive branch of your United States government. We are joined in the session this afternoon, as we so frequently and luckily are, by the creator,
<You say. laughs>
by the creator and executive producer of Executive Session, and the general manager of your community radio station, Craig Kopp. Good afternoon, sir.
You say it's good afternoon. Okay, fine. I'll buy it. No, it is. It's always a great day in America.
You're not going to run out and look out the window.
No, we were having that discussion before. John and I, if you don't know, before John does his show Monday through Thursday, he stops by my office and we kibitz.
We collude.
We collude concerning the upcoming show, and then I just say, Godspeed, John Glenn, and off he goes, and we were talking about that. Good morning, and you go to the window. That's what the president does. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
but we are here to talk about, well, we're here because it's Buckle Up Thursday.
Yes.
I'm here because it's Buckle Up Thursday. Yes. It has so lived up to its name. The show only runs Monday through Thursday here in the 1 o'clock hour on WMNF, and ever since we began the show. By the way, 2 years ago, the 23rd of January.
Uh-huh.
Which I believe is the 23rd, your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic? Or something?
I thought irony was a flavor in water, but...
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
You need to get more irony? No, we don't. We've got plenty. But yeah, the show's 2 years old, January the 23rd, and that just happens to be John Gilmore's birthday, and I just think that there's something just really right about that.
Certainly.
But ever since we started the show, and there's no show on Friday... we've noticed things kind of explode sometimes 3 minutes after the show is over on Thursday. Last week,
sometimes we don't get to the door before it starts.
Last week, that New York Times story broke, the Washington Post story broke about all this, you know, just craziness.
Yeah.
And so this is Buckle Up Thursday.
Yes. And Flight Leader Sheila, would you prepare the cabin?
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Gilmore has informed me there is turbulence ahead. Please turn up the volume and fasten your seatbelts. It's Buckle Up Thursday.
Thank you, Flight Leader Sheila.
That is a real-life flight attendant, by the way.
Yes.
A longtime professional. She's there just for your safety.
Yes.
By the way.
Just
to... So buckle up. It started a little early in my book. Buckle Up Thursday did. It depends on whether last night's Rudy Giuliani sighting was a one-time occurrence or whether he's going to hit the airwaves elsewhere in the next couple of days. But he showed up on Cuomo last night on CNN, and they had their usual spirited discussion. But then Rudy, as people are saying today, moved the goalposts a little bit on collusion with Russia and Donald Trump.
The amount of false reporting about this case is despicable.
Mr. Mayor, it's false despicable. Reporting is saying that nobody in the campaign had any contacts. False reporting is saying that there has been no suggestion of any kind of collusion between the campaign and any Russians. Because now you have Paul Manafort giving poll data
that winds up
leading to this coincidence.
Well, you just misstated my position. I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have no idea if there, I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
First of all, crime is not the bar of accountability for a president. It's about what you knew, what was right and what was wrong, and what did you deceive about. Those are going to be major considerations.
The president did not.
He said nobody had any contact. Tons of people had contact. Nobody colluded. The guy running his campaign.
He didn't say nobody.
Was working on an issue at the same time as the convention.
He said he didn't. He didn't say nobody. How would you know that nobody in your campaign?
He actually did say that, Rudy. He said nobody. And then he said, as far as I know.
He said that, he said it in a. Well, as far as he knows, that's true.
Now, how would he know?
How would the guy at the head of the campaign, the guy who is interviewing to be the president of the United States, know that people in his campaign were colluding with a hostile foreign power?
Well, no matter how much of a stretch you think that is, I'll give him that.
Okay.
And the argument, of course, will be with the Trump campaign. It was a very small operation.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were actually running things, it was not like these big campaigns for president before. It was part of the what will go down in history as an amazing campaign. The fact that they ran it that way, there were just a few people involved. The people at the top changed several times. They did not have a field operation. They did eventually get somewhat of a field operation through the Republican National Committee. But it was an absolutely unbelievable campaign to pull out a win. Okay, so let's give them that.
Okay.
Let's give him that, even though it was a small operation, that these people all kind of go rogue all of the time. All right, let's say that, because it's pretty much seems like it the case. But here's what's stunning about what Rudy Giuliani just said and what moves the goalposts. Now, he's moving the goalposts, I surmise, in protection of his client, the President of the United States. Now, I don't know if Rudy really is practicing law in this case or whether he's the legal spokesman as the President's personal attorney. I haven't really quite figured that out. But Rudy said, I didn't say nobody in the campaign colluded. I said the President didn't collude. All right? Now, what does that mean? And I'm asking everybody who's listening, and you can call in 813-239-9663. Again, new caller Thursday. You've never been on the radio before. It's really simple. It is indeed painless.
Yep.
And whatever your opinion, wherever you fall on the political spectrum, doesn't make any difference. You got a voice here. You can speak it. Tell Jimmy when you call in that you're new, and we'll put you at the head of the line.
Yep.
But here's the question. If Rudy Giuliani says, I didn't say nobody in the campaign colluded. I said the president didn't collude. Now, he got very specific. Whereas colluding with the Russians to hack the DNC emails.
Mm.
Okay. So what if... So he's basically saying, yeah, it's possible that the campaign colluded with a foreign government a hostile foreign government in the campaign for the presidency of the United States of America. Whether the president knew his campaign was colluding or not is not the question. The question is, what do we do when and if there is proof that this campaign colluded with a hostile foreign government to influence the election? Does that not illegitimize this election? Now, one of the I don't know what the conversation between Rudy and the president was this morning. But the president, it seems to me one of the motivating forces here, is he does not like his win to be delegitimized.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's an ego thing. I got one, I get ego.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I don't like it. You're challenging. I don't understand at quite that point, because once you're in, who cares? I'm the president of the United States now, yeah. So I wouldn't worry about whatever happened in that election. I won. But that's not the point. Again, Rudy Giuliani said, I'm not saying there wasn't collusion in the campaign. So does Rudy have some feeling here? I mean, there's been a lot of breaking stories of late, especially involving...
Would that be Mr. Manafort?
Manafort,
yes.
Mr. Manafort, and giving, you know, campaign polling and stuff like that.
Yeah, some kind of polling information.
To somebody.
Yeah.
Who is linked to a hostile foreign government. Rudy Giuliani basically said last night, yes, it is possible that this campaign colluded with a hostile foreign power. If that is true, let's say that there's nothing on the president, but his campaign is rife with provable collusion, yeah. Conspiracy,
yeah.
With a foreign government.
100 meetings, all secrecy.
With a hostile foreign government to influence the election for the presidency of the United States. Does that not delegitimize that election? Now what do we do?
Let's talk.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Need no welfare state.
As we gavel into session on Buckle Up Thursday here, looking at Mr. Rudy Giuliani, the president's
personal
lawyer? Yeah, personal attorney, who went on, I guess you could have to call it national television.
Yeah, you would have to call CNN. Television.
And tried to create a distinction there, tried to create some distance between the president and his campaign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saying that he's not saying that the campaign didn't collude with a hostile foreign power to influence the election. He's saying the president did not. Now, two things about this. Number one, okay, fine. The president didn't do anything, but his election is not legitimate now. His election is no longer legitimate. There is a stain on this presidency. His campaign, unbeknownst to him,
let's say,
colluded with a hostile foreign government to influence the election. That means the election is no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good. Now, the other angle to this is, if you're the CEO of a company, I'm trying to think of a...
Let's call them your board of directors.
Yeah, let's call them your board of directors. Finds out that your entire company was scamming its customers. There's a well-known bank that was signing people up without their permission for this and that. Okay? What happened to the CEO of that company? The board's he did not know this was happening. He legitimately did not know. He just set goals. We got to get this money or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like a presidential candidate would say, we got to win.
Got to win.
And then his minions, the people below him, did things at this company that were wrong, illegal, and put the company in an incredibly bad light, delegitimized the company. And it's what it says it does. That CEO got fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the CEO gets fired. The board says, yeah, I don't care whether you knew or not, you should have known.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a legitimate question. What kind of leadership are you providing?
But that's the secondary thing here.
Yeah.
Because the primary thing here is Rudy Giuliani decided there needed to be some distance between the campaign and the candidate.
Uh-huh.
That is a tight squeeze.
That's some pretty fine shaving there.
Well,
right there.
Yeah, but I've thought about this all morning. Rudy Giuliani just said, I didn't say the campaign didn't collude.
Right.
Saying the president didn't. All right. But he became president via the means of colluding with a hostile foreign power.
Sort of because of the campaign.
And we're back to the question. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
What is there? There isn't any constitutional way to say, well, the election was tainted.
Yeah, invalid. It was invalid.
Yeah. We don't have that.
I don't know of any mechanism in the Constitution that provides for that. I don't think the founders ever conceived of that possibility.
I don't know either, but what is your feeling? Let's go to Bob in Town and Country.
Bob, good afternoon. You're in executive session. Welcome aboard. You are, you have the floor.
Yeah, oh my God. It's been a while since I've had the floor. But nothing's changed, that's for sure. Delegitimize. I don't know. They say keep saying collusion isn't a crime. All elections, I mean, let's not be naive. Hillary didn't exactly play by the book either, you know? Would she do to Bernie? Kind of underhanded.
Yeah, but again, you got to remember. Bob.
Did she pay $14 million for the op-ed from Russia? What did Russia do, actually? What did they do to affect our election is what I'd like to know.
Well, there is a declassified version of the report from the Intelligence Committee available online as a PDF, and you can read exactly the report was published by three of our intelligence agencies representing some 13 different agencies.
Okay.
For the intelligence community.
But let me put it this way, Bob.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. Don't do that thing where we talk about, but what about? Well, this is what's going on now.
Well, it
now.
Is important.
No,
it's really
not.
Important.
Why is it important?
Why do we change our parameters here? If they're a hostile government, this is the same. I'm going to argue then and say they're not a hostile government toward us. Because if they were so, why do they have 25% of our uranium now?
They don't. That's a fiction.
That is not a fiction.
No, it is. It's a fiction. That's not what happened.
But you guys didn't. I didn't hear nuts. Never happened, huh?
No, there was a deal, and there is not the transfer of uranium simply didn't happen.
Oh, I see. But now here's another thing. Are you going to deny, because I've seen the clips when they spoke it, and then I keep seeing them being replayed on Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, Hillary, Bill, calling it a crisis, even Bush, but he doesn't count because he's a Republican. It's all saying they funded and voted for border security.
Yes.
Barriers.
Yes.
Yet right now they're holding the government up from it.
There's a different... No, they're not holding the government up, Bob. The president proudly wears the mantle of who sought the government, okay? Now, there's a difference. Let's make a distinction, Bob.
He's standing his ground.
Let's make a distinction, Bob, between border security and a wall. They're not the same.
Said barrier and fencing, same thing.
No, there's a difference. Listen, if you've ever been in a pasture, picture, you know the difference between a fence and a wall, Bob.
Well, let me ask you one question, and I just want somebody to answer it, because whenever I debate liberals and Democrats, they never give an answer. The wall, do you not think it's cheaper to build a wall and to get this organized and start enforcing the laws than to what we pay on illegals?
No.
No.
The estimates are all over.
No.
Now, estimates are anywhere from $140 billion to $400 billion. Somebody has to be right. And I'll tell you what, it's not $3 billion. It's not $2 billion.
It is not worth it.
And we get it under control. And what would be the worst thing that can happen?
What are the current stats on illegal immigration?
I'm not worried about
What are the current stats on illegal immigration? Up or down?
The stats? No, you're talking about percentage. The more
we're talking about numbers. It's called count people.
Round them up.
Sheer numbers.
Too many people. Just look at the border and people hanging off walls.
Yeah.
You need to get it under control.
Were you present when the border patrol agent was showing the president the tunnels? The tunnel that they just found under a piece of the wall that's already there.
That's how they get drugs through.
Well, that's a possibility for sure.
If it's that easy, then why aren't these people that are gathering going to tunnel now? Why aren't they tunneling or using ladders now?
Well, I don't think that if you've walked from Guatemala with all you own on your back, I doubt if you have the means to do that.
Yeah, we're talking, we're arguing. Bob, I hear you.
They can't afford to take care of
it. I hear you loud and clear, Bob.
And
I hear you.
Fixed.
I hear you. And I
all agree this is all just because the get against.
They. Wait a minute. Who's they?
They. The Democrats.
I believe this may be the first shutdown of the federal government that was ever run by. Usually it's one of the houses of Congress that shuts down the president.
Yeah. The last long one was Obama, forced Obamacare down our throats. That was the last big shutdown.
But it wasn't Obama who started it.
You know, you have to pass it to see what's in it.
Obama, you're a regular archive of Republican talking points, my friend. That's very good.
Democrat, that's all your station is. You're mainly...
We're trying to...
You other listeners, you're speaking to your own crowd. You're not swaying any opinions on our side.
Okay.
Bob, I agree.
They never have a fact. They never have a comeback. It's just talking points from CNN.
And you are missing, Bob, lots of facts.
We have provided you with a whole lot of facts, Bob, and you seem to be relatively impervious to them.
Talk about the justice system. The criminal.
That's a change in subject, Bob. We're going to go now because we have a whole bunch of other people that we need to talk about. And we already have one subject, so call back when we're talking about the justice system, and we will talk to you further.
Thanks, Bob. Man. Can we just collect our breath here? That it's so hard and disturbing. Again, I don't know how to hold these conversations.
They're hard.
And talking over them, and talking over somebody, I don't like doing that. I don't like false information going out over the airwaves. You can lay fact after fact or alleged fact after alleged fact on people until they somehow give up. I just don't know what to do with it. But I will say this. If this was a crisis situation for this administration, there were 2 years in which they controlled both the House, the Senate,
owned it,
and the presidency.
Yep.
And they didn't do anything about it. So how is it a crisis? I could have pulled Ann Coulter from her interview with Vice that's coming out on HBO, where she says she tells the president this.
She consults. Ann Coulter is a consultant to the President of the United States.
And the President was willing to sign off on what this was until Ann Coulter told him, you are gutless.
Yep.
And so if he's making a stand, he's not making a stand because there's a crisis. He's making a stand because he's afraid of Ann Coulter.
Yep.
This is executive session on WMNF 88.5. We see all you lined up. We'll try not to talk over another person today. I understand how frustrating that is, Bob. It's just so hard to hold this conversation.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and Happy Feet Plus. For those having foot, leg, knee, and back pain, Happy Feet Plus offers footwear solutions fashioned to make your feet happy and is a full-service shoe store, including a complimentary foot scan analysis at their 10 Bay Area locations. And read the signals from your car when it's telling you it wants to do more with its life than just sit and collect dust. Instead, give it a second life and donate it to WMNF, where it can drive more hours of your favorite music and news. It's easy to give. The pickup is free. Go to WMNF.org or call 888-966-3885. And thanks.
Good afternoon. It's 1:32. This is executive session for a Buckle Up Thursday here on WMNF 88.5.
And it's a good thing we're buckled up, too.
Yeah, I'm Craig Kopp. That's John Gilmore. John's the regular host. I'm the interloper. Just sitting here thinking, you know, if I called in to Rush Limbaugh saying that what I just said, for instance, about Ann Coulter. All right.
Oh, my.
I would never make the air.
No.
I would never make the air.
No, you. If I understand this correctly, you actually have to have your conversation
with the producer.
With a screener kind of person.
Right. So I understand that some of us have our differences, but in terms of a radio station being open to all comers, this is one. Now, many of the people who listen to this radio station do not agree necessarily with you. That's true. But if you go to the Rush Limbaugh station, the Sean Hannity station, et cetera, you're going to tell me you're going to hear a view from a different one, a different part of the political spectrum? No, you are not. So we may be a bit of an island of a certain bent. Okay, but that doesn't mean the callers don't show up in the air to voice the other side. But I'm going to say this one more time. And I know Bernie fans don't like hearing this and all that. The primary elections are not elections. Those are party politics. You understand? Now, the votes count and all that kind of stuff. But the party runs that stuff. We run it through the elections. I can't go and vote as in the Republican primary without telling someone I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
All right? So, and then I brand myself as a Republican. So it's basically, so what went on in the Democratic Party during that campaign with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, whatever you think happened, yeah, it is a rough game.
Yeah.
It is a rough, rough game and has been for a long time. Probably a little more transparent than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. There's also a difference between nasty politics and conspiracy with a foreign power.
Influence elections.
Yeah.
So now we know that 30-some percent of the country does not believe that the Russians did anything. Period. End of story. So we move on from there. How about Tracy in St. Pete?
Tracy, good afternoon. You are in executive session this afternoon, and you have the floor on WMNF.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Bob and his ilk, shall we say, terrify me. Because they are not listening to the facts. They are so bought into this guy. It's such a cult of personality. They just have to believe that the whole world is against him, that they can't see the facts right in front of him. His lawyer is now on national, international TV trying to say, well, maybe his campaign colluded, but he didn't collude. Okay, anyone who knows anything about Donald Trump knows what a micromanager he is, knows that there was, 10 people running that campaign to start with? He knew about the Trump Tower meeting. He knew about all of that stuff. And for a third of our populace to turn a blind eye, Russia is not our friend. Russia has never been our friend. Putin especially is not our friend. He wants to undermine democracy in the West.
Yeah, that was one of the most interesting parts of Bob's comments when he started to represent Russia as not a hostile power, not a hostile foreign power.
Right, because they've got Trump and the ditto heads all spouting Russian talking points now. Now they're even spreading their propaganda about why they invaded Afghanistan. So our president is spreading Russian propaganda about why they invaded Afghanistan. Why can't they see this? Why can't they see how dangerous this is? Do they want our democracy to fall? Is that what they want? I don't think they do. I believe that there are brothers and sisters and that they believe in democracy as much as we do. I hope and pray that that's a fact.
So if the campaign is found, let's go this way. If the campaign is found to have colluded with a hostile foreign power to influence the election for president of the United States, what do we do? And the president has found, he didn't know.
Well, this is what I think we should do, but I got to tell you, the right-wing listeners are going to lose their mind over this, and I really have no idea.
Oh, we've all lost our minds by now. Come on.
But in my opinion, if he was not legitimately elected, then everything he's done, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, withdrawing from the Paris Climate Exchange, withdrawing from the Iranian deal.
You're talking about a root canal here.
Yeah, because if he wasn't legitimately elected our president, if we didn't truly elect this man our president, then everything he's done needs to be put on the waste bin.
Wow.
Because that is not what we elected. That isn't who we've truly elected.
So let's say we have no process for that.
Yeah.
Right. We have no process for that, and the Republicans will scream and kick and fight, and and this is a scary thing to say, but I don't think that's going to happen without violence. I'm sorry to say. I mean, how isn't this the show where they've been? I believe this is the show. One of the WMNF shows once had some clips from the Christian radio talking points and how they are talking about violence and how they're talking about make sure you have your guns because, you know, we're going to have to stand up for this guy. I don't know if it was your show or maybe it was one of Rob's shows.
Yeah.
But they had that, how they're already talking about that.
I used to move in those, not quite that circle, but certainly the evangelical circles.
Because, you know, Jesus did say, keep your rifle at your bedside.
Yeah.
Kill your fellow man.
That's the people.
That, all the time, right?
That's the people who find demons in their sock drawers. So
that's my opinion. That's what I think should happen.
Okay.
I don't think that anything that he's done should be legitimate.
Yep.
Because he isn't our president. He isn't legitimately our president. So why should he get to set any policies? The Russians, brothers and sisters, my right-wing brothers and sisters out there, he's tricked you. I'm sorry. I know it hurts to be tricked. I know it's hard to be tricked. But don't give up our country because you can't face the fact that you were tricked.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that's the right word. That you got played.
Yeah.
He's a con man. He's been a con man his whole life. This is nothing new.
I understand that argument. I don't know what you... It's still just 30%. Again, the man did not win the popular vote. I just think that we have no mechanism to do anything that you're talking about. I don't believe... You want to really create change, the kind of change that will... stop what's going on. That's to make a bunch of Republican senators who are going into primaries in 2020, make them vulnerable.
Yeah.
So give them, make it so that they can't get elected. Or they'll face a primary from the right, which has not worked out well since the president was elected, and take care of business that way. Yeah, let's not pick up arms. Tracy, thank
Tracy,
you so much.
Tracy, thanks a lot. Now, let's see here. I got a little email here. Jim points out something. He says, Bob kind of stepped on his tail there, and we didn't catch it. And he says,
there's a surprise.
He asked why people are trying to get in, didn't just tunnel under the wall. See, because we mentioned that. He points out because they're trying to get legal asylum.
Well, let's take the asylum.
So they're actually trying to get in legally. You don't tunnel under the border when you're trying to get in.
Let's take the asylum seekers one way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. And then people who just want to get into the country because they're looking for a better life, whatever it is.
Yeah.
For whatever it is. They'll sneak across the border.
Yeah, you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses.
Yeah, that whole sort of thing. You know, Ronald Reagan, of all people, amnestied millions during his presidency. Made them not illegals anymore. You know, I think what's really frustrating in this debate is there are people like me who don't believe it's a problem, who would say, take all the people who are here now, hardworking Americans, and this is hardworking Americans who aren't Americans, but that's what they want to be, and say, Ali, Ali, and you're all free. Come on in. We're fine. Because we're operating that way now. It's just no skin off our nose. This is not an economic burden to this country. There are not, like, dozens of gang members. The gang they keep referencing didn't start in Central America.
Right.
It started in United States prisons. They were kicked out of the country, and now they're back. But we created them. You know, it's there are people like me who just don't believe this is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't make an argument to me economically. You can't make any argument to me that says this is a problem in any way, shape, or form. Much less a problem that requires a wall. It's just not a problem. It's just not. Terrorists, if we're worried about terrorists, we need to look to Canada.
And also need to distinguish, because there actually is a distinction to be made between border security and a wall.
Of course.
Don't need a wall to secure a border.
Sure,
you just
we can
don't.
Take care of it. We can take care of it. It's just something. It's just all part of the craziness. And I think that's where we really just have this fundamental thing. I'm not afraid of the country changing.
Right.
I'm flat out not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Even if it would have some kind of, and when I can't even think of what negative effect this would have on me, it would only broaden what this country is and what I've always thought this country is.
Mm-hmm.
But I fundamentally don't have a problem with the country changing. I have no nostalgia for the 50s. None. Or the 40s. None. None whatsoever. So I would never put again. What would make America great again is if we educated our children to the point where they would perform better than all those countries that perform better than we do now.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things we could do to make America great again. Worrying about the fact that the Spanish population or the Mexican population or the non-white population is proportionately larger than the white population is not our concern, period. Let's go to the phones. How about Sam and Brandon?
Sam, good afternoon. You are in executive session here on WMNF 88.5 FM in Tampa.
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I hate to say this, but I totally disagree with everything what you are saying about our president.
Okay, you don't have to hate that. You don't
that's
have to
one
hate
of the
yourself.
Reasons we're here, Sam.
The thing about it. President Trump really cares about our country and the future of our sovereignty as a nation. We need to build a wall. We don't need any more vagrants in this country whatsoever.
Any more who?
Vagrants?
Vagrants. That's right. We don't need any more vagrants.
Well, who's...
What they do,
Who are the...
Listen here. He is looking out for our nation. He is protecting us. America first. It hasn't been like this since Reagan.
Oh, Reagan was nowhere near like this. Reagan was not an isolationist. He was not an America firster.
You liberals, you ridicule someone like Bob. Me and Bob really need to hang out and have a civil talk about protecting our country.
That is the exact point. But you need to understand, there is no argument against secure borders, and there's no argument against protecting the nation. There is an argument about the devices we're going to use and which ones are more effective.
You are totally wrong on this.
Wait a minute.
Because Trump really cares about everyone in the nation.
He does. He cares about me. My question is this. Sam, I get up every morning, and here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of driving south on 41, getting to State Route 54, tapping the bumper of the car in front of me because I wasn't frickin' paying attention, and having that guy get out of his car and shoot me. That's what I'm afraid of. I am not afraid of an immigrant who came across the border illegally coming into my house and stabbing me in my bed. That's what I'm afraid of. So, how's he helping me?
Like I said before, Trump is protecting our nation.
How is he protecting me there?
2020 cannot come soon enough so we can reelect
Mr.
President of the United States.
Okay,
all right. There you go. Listen,
Sam, appreciate it.
There's your bottom line. You are interested in reelecting the president.
Thank you very much.
So you're saying he's colluded with no one, but you're already convicted him in the court of law.
I haven't convicted him at all. We're talking about what his lawyer said last night.
He's not doing that.
We don't know that, do we?
It's not even that point, John.
You're ready to prove him guilty, aren't you?
No.
You have no proof.
I don't have anything. I am listening to the president's personal attorney who said that the president did not collude, but he didn't say, he said that doesn't mean the campaign didn't collude. And the question is, what does that mean if the campaign colluded with Russia to influence the election? How does that change the election? That's my question.
It never changed the election. That's what you liberals are dividing the nation.
Really?
Okay.
Well, right. I'll tell you what, you haven't heard anybody up in here calling anybody names.
For the fact that Trump won the election fair and square.
He lost the popular vote.
Stop.
He won the electoral college.
Sam, I will disagree with you there. I am not at all certain that the president won the election fair and square. You are correct. Yep. I am not certain of that.
That is definitely one of the questions.
That's definitely your opinion.
Correct for now.
That's what we're looking at.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Listen.
We got to take a break. 813-239-9663, the number to call. We got one line open, but it's already a ringing. If you've never been a caller before, call today. It's New Caller Thursday. We'll put you ahead of the line here in executive session on WMNF.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and the Florida Law Group, protecting the rights of the wrongfully injured since 1984. Florida Law Group is dedicated to creating strong and lasting connections with their clients and our community. More at the floridalawgroup.com.
WMNF's winter membership drive begins at 6 a.m. on Wednesday, February 6th, and ends on February 13th. We're now seeking restaurants, caterers, and chefs to feed our volunteers taking your pledges. Do you own or work for a food establishment? We have many ways to thank you. Find out about donating drinks, snacks, or a meal by contacting Miss Julie at 813-238-8001 or emailing missjulie@wmnf.org.
Turn that great ride into great radio. WMNF accepts all types of vehicles, including SUVs, trucks, RVs, as a form of support, even boats. It's easy to give, and we'll handle everything from the free pickup to the donation receipt. To learn more about how to donate a vehicle, visit WMNF.org or call 888-966-3885.
Wow, it's 10 minutes till 2 o'clock. We had a lot of blues in that break.
Yeah.
Maybe reflecting my mood right now. Man, it is hard to talk about some of this stuff sometimes.
No kidding.
It's the Lord's work, as they say, yep. As we try to ascertain, figure out, illuminate the executive branch of the government here in executive session. I'm Craig Kopp. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. And John Gilmore is here, too. And we're talking about Rudy Giuliani last night showing up on Cuomo and saying, in essence, I didn't say that the campaign didn't collude. I'm saying the president didn't collude.
Yeah.
That's a movement of the goalposts.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. He's never said that before. So the question before us is, okay, let's say the president knew nothing about his campaign colluding. What does that do to that election? Does that illegitimize it? And what do we do now? Because I don't think there's any mechanism that says, oh, yeah, a foreign government influenced our election, therefore this is no good. Now, there's like a North Carolina situation where they were, you know, messing with absentee ballots,
yeah.
And now they got to decide whether they're going to do a do-over.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that at the federal level. Let's go to Lori in St. Pete, who's a new caller.
Lori, good afternoon.
Have no fear. We're fine.
Welcome aboard. Good to hear from you.
Nice to talk with you all, and way to hang in there through that last like 5 minutes. I have so many points I don't even know. And thank you for reminding us what the original topic was. And yes, I believe it illegitimizes the election. And I would say just because we don't have anything currently in effect, I think, as you mentioned, we really do have a constitutional crisis, and something has to be done because these things are going to continue to repeat over and over and over again. And we can't just keep letting it slip by because we have no fix. I think, you know, those who have some power are going to need to figure something out.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, let's say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, nobody doubts it. There will be, of course, some doubters or unbelievers, but it's no doubt that it was influenced. So that doesn't mean just mean that the president's election was illegitimate. The vice president also.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And so what I also want to say is I agree with Tracy, and I think that there are a lot of us folks who are female. I happen to be part of the LGBT community who feel very strongly that this election should be rolled back. Yes, there's no mechanism for it. Sadly, we're not going to rise up and flood the streets and the Capitol to make it happen, but I believe that is what should happen because I think I don't personally believe that there is much hope for for our values and the way that the Supreme Court is now stacked and federal justices around the country and everything else that's happened. And finally, I'll say I agree with Tracy. These folks like Bob are terrifying, and I just want to give an example real quick. I had an exchange with a friend of a friend on Facebook. I try not to do that anymore. But I you know, it's through what I've been listening, you know, I listen on public radio to give suggestions, and a lot of the suggestions are just basically ask them their source, provide me with your source of information. And when I did that over and over and over again, this person became more and more angry.
Yeah.
And started you know, saying, well, what would you do with this and what would you do with that? And you wouldn't stick to the point. And I want to tell you, finally, he said, because I said that he made a something about Ocasio.
Yeah, right.
And I said, well, you know, I'm more less than her, so you really not like me. And he wrote, most likely, after the revolution, you all will hang from the gallows.
Wow.
And then I said, oh, okay, what revolution? The white revolution? You know, I'm trying to find out from him. And he starts, you know, saying more and more kind of outrageous things. And then he said, it's not like a white revolution. It will be a revolution of Republican and Freedom Party, Independent Parties, Democratic Party, parts that realize what our country fought and died for will rise up, and the far left will be hanged from the gallows for all to make a statement.
Wow. And
this is not the first time I've heard this or seen this, and what I now say is I am actually going to arm myself. I'm going to own a gun, and because these people are locked and loaded. These people are ready. Who are those farmers or people out in Texas that actually got away with taking over a federal building?
Yeah, some ranchers they took, yeah. Right.
The ranchers, thank you. And these people are ready. They're ready, and Trump is getting them organized, and they're you know, hate crimes are out, you know, crazy. So, of course, this is a topic for, you know, a whole other show, but I just wanted to...
I know some people are ready. It's mm-hmm. a small number of people. Americans, I just don't see it happen. Bill Maher is of the opinion that if the president were to lose the next election, he would not leave the office.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots.
I don't think they're going to try to overthrow the government. I think that in individual cases, like you said, I bump somebody's bumper, they get out and blow me away. Hmm. I have stickers on my car to get blown away. These are the people that scare me.
So, yeah. Oh no, and I am with you 100%. And by the way, I gave that example. Because not last night, but the night before last, there was an accident on 54 at Collier Parkway. Mm-hmm. One of the guys tried to drive away. The other driver chased him down to 54 and 41, fired out of his car into the other car and killed the guy, and said he did it in self-defense because back at the other intersection, he had tried to run him down. Now, in self-defense, he chased him.
Yeah, let me give you a hint. If you have to chase somebody, that's not self-defense.
Yeah, but you know what, Lori? I totally get your point. I drive by a lot of cars with bumper stickers, and I look and I think, that guy scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put a bumper sticker, you know, I've got a peace sign on my car. Yeah, I get it.
A friend of mine has a Gillum sticker on her car. Someone came up, rolled down their windows, and screamed at her, "Nigger lover."
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there remains in our state. There's no question about it.
But it's always been here, and I think there's certainly been license given in the past 2 years to be more vocal about it. When it becomes incredibly uncomfortable for the people doing that to continue to do that, I think it will... I think the phrase is, they will crawl back under the rock. Yep. Lori, great stuff. Call again, will you?
Thanks a lot, Lori. So we're going to lighten up a little bit here after we get finished with this conversation.
Can we?
We wanted you to know that it's National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. And Stu and Amanda will serve up some sweet tunes on It's the Music Today. They will have new releases and old faves. And on this date in 1968, Johnny Cash recorded his famous live album at Folsom Prison. And it's a birthday for British blues legend Long John Baldry. Stay tuned to WMNF after the session this afternoon for some music from 2 to 4, and they are going to deliver you unto the traffic jam and get you home peacefully.
To the Long John Baldry thing, all I have to say is this. You can't lay no boogie-woogie on the king of the rock and roll. My favorite tune of all time.
There you go.
Best piano walk-up in the history of man.
Right. Well,
we're out of time.
Yeah, this has been... executive session. And this is, believe it or not, this is why we are here. This is why we show up here Monday through Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because these conversations, as difficult as they can be, are the essence of what's going on across the country right now. And we have a country to run, whether we like each other or not, whether we agree with solutions or not. We have got a country to run, and we'll be back here Monday, and we will be back in this conversation, and you are invited to be here at 1:06, actually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, to join us in executive session here on Monday, and we will be back at that time. And in the meantime, stay around, because It's the Music is coming up, and they're going to take you through the afternoon. Like I said, it is National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. And in the meantime, stay safe over the weekend. Keep your head on a swivel and your toes light. This is Driver 1058, hoping that you will...
I'll keep your eyes.
This is WMNF Tampa.